William Morrow and Harper Audio present Murder Most Royal, a novel by S.J. Bennett, performed by Jane Copeland. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a cast of characters. Elizabeth II, 1926 to 2022. This book is dedicated to the Queen, with love and gratitude. Part 1. The Hand of Fate. We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. Native American Proverb. December 2016. The girl on the beach emerged into the light and stared out across the mudflats at the horizon. She had been checking the hides at the end of the path to the wildlife reserve at Snettisham on the Norfolk coast, to see how they had weathered the night's heavy storm. By day, the huts were home to birdwatchers, who came from miles around to observe the geese and gulls and waders. By night, they were an occasional refuge from the cold sea breeze for beers and more intimate activities. The last big storm surge had smashed up some of the hides and carried them into the lagoons beyond. This time, she was glad to see, the little piggies at the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds had built their home out of more solid wood. Back outside, the girl studied the skyline. One of the things she loved about this place was that here, at the edge of East Anglia, on the easternmost coast of the United Kingdom, the beach stubbornly faced due west. It looked out onto the Wash, a bay formed like a rectangular bight out of the coastline between Norfolk and Lincolnshire, where a clutch of rivers ran into the North Sea. No pale pink sunrise here. Instead, the sun had risen above the lagoons at her back. Ahead, a bank of cloud sat low and heavy, but the watery light gave it a pale gold glow that was mirrored in the mudflats, so that it was hard to tell where the earth ended and the air began. Not far from the lagoons, a little farther along the shore to her left, lay the marshy fringes of the Sandringham estate. Normally, the Queen was there by now, with Christmas so close, but the girl hadn't heard of her arrival yet, which was strange. The Queen, like the sunrise and the tides, was generally a reliable way of marking time. She glanced upwards, where a trailing skein of pink-footed geese flew in arrowhead formation, home from the sea. Higher still and closer, a hen harrier circled in the air. There was a brutal, brooding quality to Snettisham Beach. The concrete pathway at her feet, and the skeletal wooden structures jutting out into the mudflats beyond the shingle, were relics of her great-grandfather's war. Shingle mining for airbase runways had helped create the lagoons, where ducks and geese and waders now gathered in their thousands, filling the air with their hoots and honks and quacks. The girls had deserted the land for decades, her father said, after the constant bombardment of artillery practice into the sea. Their return was a triumph of nature, and goodness knew, nature needed her little triumphs. She was up against so much. Most of the birds themselves were out of sight, but they'd been busy. The expansive mudflats ahead were the scene of a recent massacre, pitted with thousands upon thousands of footprints of all sizes, where golden eyes and sandpipers had landed once the tide receded, to feast on the creatures who lived in the sand. Suddenly, a black and white bundle of fur caught the girl's eye as it raced from right to left across the mud. She recognized it, a collie cocker cross from a litter in the village.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?